B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Looking for the most ridiculous thing a kid has asked for Christmas. You ask an adult what they want for Christmas, they're like, I don't even worry about it, right?
Right?
You ask a kid, they're like, SpaceX flight. I just got an email over the holiday. My 15-year-old niece, it said presentation. I was like, oh boy. And it's a PowerPoint presentation of her Christmas list.
No way.
Wow. And it's not that there's anything on there that's outrageous or anything that's crazy, but I just thought, how impressive.
Yeah, very.
PowerPoint, considering that my sister, Chris, who's like, she was 16, and I was in my early 20s, I was like, what do you want for Christmas? She goes, a car.
Oh, gosh. Like,
I don't know if you know this, but I barely have a car. Like, what are you, nuts?
Talking about ridiculous things that kids ask Santa for or ask for Christmas. I don't know if you guys remember a couple years ago. My daughter was four. Avery was four at the time. And she didn't want fake fairy dust. She wanted legit, like, real. I want to fly like Tinkerbell fairy dust.
Oh, no.
Daddy, I want real fairy dust.
Real fairy dust? Huh. What does that do?
Make you fly.
Okay.
No. Merry Christmas, Daddy. Have a good Christmas.
I want you to have a good Christmas, too, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, but we don't celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, that's right. Okay. I love you.
Love you. I wish we could celebrate Hanukkah.
Why is that?
Because I really want to light candles.
That's how it works. 404-741-0985. We start with real fairy dust. Can you top that? Most ridiculous things kids ask for Christmas. Amy in Lawrenceville.
Okay, for the past 3 years, my 9-year-old daughter has asked for her very own house. She wants her own little mini house or apartment with real work. Kitchen and a real working bathroom, and she wants everything to work.
Does she also want a real working mortgage payment?
Yeah, mine.
404-741-0985. The most ridiculous thing kids ask for Christmas. Talking about the outrageous things that kids tend to ask for Christmas. 404-741-0985. Betty in Atlanta, what you got?
Okay, my daughter, I think when she was 18 or 19, asked for cheese. She loves cheese, so we gave her what ended up probably being 20 pounds of different kinds of cheese.
Cheese.
Can you imagine 20 pounds of cheese?
You ate the whole wheel of cheese?
I mean, I'm not
even
mad.
Mad. I'm impressed. So we also put this question up on the B98.5 Facebook page and got some pretty hysterical answers. Karen Conley says her 4-year-old only wanted spoons, and she was terrified that people would think that they didn't have any spoons in their house, so she got a huge load of spoons for Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
Tara Meyer, her 7-year-old, asked for Charmin Ultra Soft, just that one brand, and her 9-year-old wants socks for his ears.
Toilet paper. Everybody's asking for toilet paper.
My favorite was Courtney Lynn Boyack. Her 3-year-old daughter asked Santa for a shotgun. Like, she wanted one of the Nerf shotguns, but she didn't know that it was a Nerf shotgun.
Yeah. Right. That's a little jarring.
Whoa.
I remember my neighbor, Aunt Dodo, bought me soap on a rope 1 year, and I made such a big deal out of it. I was like, it's just what I always wanted. And so every year until her dying day.
Soap on a rope was it.
Soap on a rope. Lindsay in Dallas.
My 6-year-old, for the 3rd year in a row now, has begged for a baby white tiger. Oh. She's seen one on TV one day a few years ago and just fell in love. And now every year she asks for the same thing.
Yeah, Lindsay, you need to introduce your kid to Siegfried and Roy.
Well,
no.
She said she saw it on TV. Like, are we talking, saw it on
Tiger King? That's what I thought too.
In Cartersville, we're going wild animals here.
When I was a child, about maybe 12 years old, I begged my parents for a pet wolf. And I ended up with a little stuffed animal. But the crazy thing is my 7-year-old son has asked Santa Claus for 10 $100 gift cards this year.
Oh, my gosh.
$1,000 in gift cards? We'll get you, 10. Actually. You could buy a wolf on the black market.
Forgive and forget with Tad and Drex on B98.5. You need forgiveness. We help you ask for it.
Alex, we got your email, and man, it's such a sad tale. I guess that pretty girls also suffer and have a hard time finding love.
I feel like just last week I had a Friendsgiving, and my friends, you know, I went to their place and they wanted to set me up with this guy, you know, just another mutual friend of theirs. And I got to be honest, like, I feel like this just keeps happening where it's like, okay, just because we're slightly more attractive or maybe slightly out of their league, that they just don't even go for it. Like, they're just immediately are like, oh, I guess I'll just put myself in friend zone. And it's like, no, like, hello, you can talk to me. I'm not going to bite.
Alex, you're saying that you're more attractive than this gentleman, Chad, and that's the reason that, what, he's not calling you back or wanting to set up a date or anything?
I think that he's just didn't think it was actually possible. Oh. You know, like, he was really nervous, and I'm just scared that maybe, like, even though I gave him my number and everything, I'm just scared that he thinks that, oh, she's out of my league and I can't call her.
Do you think this is a problem in Atlanta? I notice a lot of times I see beautiful women with not the most attractive dudes.
Why did you just look at Kara when you said that?
I did not look at anybody. I was looking at you.
The hot guys are dirtbags.
The good-looking guys are dirtbags. Okay.
Right. Like, I just want to shine a light on the plight of pretty girls. Like, this is a real thing. Like, nobody should be afraid of us. There are not a lot of guys to pick from.
Right.
Here,
I think the ratio is, and it's a Tracy Byrd song, country song from years ago, 4-1 in Atlanta.
Yes.
It's four women to every...
Right. And it's like, come on, like, I want some too.
Well, so you want us to call Chad and ask forgiveness for you being too pretty? And we want to do this publicly?
But...
I just want to call him and be like, hey, sorry if you were intimidated, but please pick up the phone.
Right. And it's a big thing. I think that you said something along the lines of that you want to shine the light on the plight of pretty girls. And, you know, you could take that bold move and be like, hey, Chad, you're kind of homely. I know I'm attractive.
Oh, Lord.
But you're safe
okay,
in the arms of love.
Okay, let's not be, insulting. But, yeah. But just, hey, maybe actually personality does matter more sometimes.
And you think Chad has a nice personality? Like, you were attracted to his personality?
Absolutely. I mean, he was really shy. But when I saw him talking to other people, he seemed a little more lively and, fun. And I thought...
Yeah.
That would be potentially a good match.
Yeah, that could be you.
We tell Chad, you don't G-E-T unless you A-S-K. So.
Exactly. All right, so why don't you do this? Sit tight, and we're going to call Chad, and we're going to try to hook you guys up and at least get you forgiveness for being so darn attractive.
Okay, great. Thanks.
This is the attitude that Alex is talking about, Dad. How dare you?
Forgive and forget on B98.5.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You need forgiveness. Tad and Drex help you ask for it.
Alex said she was at Friendsgiving and her friends were trying to hook her up with this dude, Chad, that she sat next to. And she thinks that maybe he was intimidated by her beauty and wants to let him know it's okay. She wants forgiveness for being too pretty and out of his league. Alex, sit tight. We're going to get Chad on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Chad?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5. And the reason we're calling was we wanted
the radio
to ask
station?
About... Yes.
Yeah.
We wanted to ask you went to a Friendsgiving celebration last
week. Oh. Why? Is this like a segment you do?
Did you meet anybody special at the Friendsgiving? A special attractive...
No one special. We do it every year.
Do your friends ever try to set you up on dates?
Oh, if you guys are talking about what I think you're talking about, no, that's not happening.
Oh. Chad, are you drunk right now? You sound like you're drunk.
So, Chad, it sounds like you did meet somebody new at Friendsgiving. Why isn't that happening?
Okay, like sitting next to this girl, she has no table manners. Like I felt like I was at that you know that hot dog eating contest they have on the 4th of July and like,
yeah. Oh Lord. Hold on. Yeah. Wait, you were sitting next to Joey Chestnut?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before we go in though,
she needs table manners. Like I had to take my shirt to the cleaners. I'm serious though, like because the whole time I was getting pelted with cranberry sauce.
Oh my god!
Like I was like, this isn't uncomfortable.
Yeah. Hang on a second,
yeah.
Chad.
Before you go any further,
we want to bring.
Yeah, she was like, eat her.
Easy. We want to bring Alex on. You asked if this was some sort of a radio thing, and it is. This is a feature we call "Forgive and Forget," and Alex thought maybe she had kind of intimidated you. A little bit.
I wasn't intimidated. I was scared.
No.
Like I was afraid if I got between her and her food, I might get eaten alive.
Oh my God.
I can't help it. I had four brothers growing up, and if you weren't first, you didn't eat.
I feel you there.
Mm-hmm. You think you're too pretty for me?
I mean, I am very pretty, and I just wanted you to know that it's okay to call me, even though I'm out of your league a little.
But by league, you mean like a competitive eating league? I would definitely want you on my team. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I don't need that.
Oh my god.
No, seriously, you are very attractive, and I'm not trying to be mean. I didn't know you were listening before.
Yeah, this is Forgive and Forget. Chad, do you forgive Alex for being so beautiful?
Sure.
Do you think you guys can maybe give it another try? Like,
hey, we should take some etiquette classes together. Wouldn't that be fun?
God.
I think it could be really fun.
Oh my god!
Well, maybe you could just take me to a farm and set me up with a trough.
You said it, not me.
Oh my god! This might be a match made in heaven.
I know. You guys sound great together.
Do they do cotillion classes for adults? Is that a thing?
Alex, are you still interested in Chad?
I mean, if he thinks I'm like a disgusting eater, and like I know that I'm Chad, like you're cute, but I know I'm out of your league. Like I feel like if anything, wow, this just kind of leveled the playing field, and I feel like, yeah, why not?
Chad, are you in? Like, would you wear a poncho maybe?
I'm down. You know, like we could go to the county fair.
For richer, for poor, for neater, for messier. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Kara keeps you in the know every morning. It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
Good morning. We're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. John, record high of 74 today. Tomorrow's high of 71. It's 51 in Midtown. Hawks host the 76ers tonight at State Farm Arena. This is up, Kara.
When was the last time you had yourself a Whopper from Burger King?
It's been a minute.
Right?
They're delicious.
They are delicious, and they're turning 64 this weekend. So to celebrate, they're selling that signature sandwich for just 37 cents today and tomorrow. That's how much it cost when it debuted back in 1957. But of course, like everything, there's a trick to get this little deal. You got to register for their Royal Perks program and order through their app or website. And you can only get one 37-cent burger per account.
You are working for Burger King now.
Yeah, and how irritating is it? You have to download the app, you put your information in.
I know, right?
You get the Whopper, and then you delete the app, and you unsubscribe from their emails.
Well, I guess you could do that like three or four times to get more than one burger, but good luck to you. Now, speaking of something delicious to eat, a lot of us turned to the garden to try and grow some of our own produce over the last 2 years.
The Olive Garden?
No, not the Olive Garden. Like
Madison Square Garden?
No, not Madison Square, but the backyard, or maybe even like a window box garden. I know my husband was hoofing it in the backyard trying to get us some fresh veggies, but we could all learn a thing or two from Addie LaFerve. She is a third grader at Holly Springs Elementary School in Canton, and she just won the Best in State prize from the Bonnie Plants third grade cabbage program. Addie grew herself a 20-pound cabbage.
Wow.
This thing was huge and big enough to score her a $1,000 scholarship. This is a really cool little program. Bonnie actually sends the students starter plants and instructions to care for it, and they're on their own. So about 200,000 third graders participated in this, and Addie rose to the top of the competition.
Nice.
Pretty
cool.
Wow.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day? in March.
You can have some delicious cabbage for like Christmas or something.
Okay. Christmas
now,
cabbage.
On the celebrity front, this former sexiest man alive, Adam Levine, scared fans a bit this week after showing up on his wife's social media with a giant facial tattoo.
I was talking to my wife about this yesterday. She goes, why would he do that to his face?
I know. So apparently it was like this rose that went from his temple to his jawline. And there was such an uproar, he had to go to Instagram Live to clear up a few things.
My mother, I do not have a tattoo on my face. Because those that know me know that I am too vain. I'm too vain to get a tattoo on my face. I'll tattoo the rest of this. But no, the face has got to stay the same.
Now,
so
the
a temporary
only
tattoo?
Yes, the only way to do a face tat is if it's temporary. You don't want something like that on your face forever.
You can't go full Post Malone.
No.
Post Malone, Mike Tyson, you want to be on that
one?
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical, Susie and Roswell.
I'm here.
Could you kick Kara out of the studio?
Get out, Kara.
I'm gone, Susie. Good luck.
Aggressive.
I love it.
Thank you. I need it.
All right. Kara's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in. We'll ask her the same questions. If you can somehow answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready?
Sweet. I need a lot of luck, I think.
All right. Question. I'm thinking a tie is the best you can do, but here we go. Question number one. In a recent interview, Adele says that if she met Dwayne Johnson, she'd cry. What's Dwayne's nickname?
The Rock.
Question two. Marietta-born Braves player Dansby Swanson announced he and his girlfriend are engaged. True or false, Dansby plays shortstop for the Braves.
True.
Number three. In this month's Wall Street Magazine, Ben Affleck gushes about his relationship with what current / former girlfriend?
Jennifer Lopez.
Number four. Name the fast food restaurant that's offering guests a Whopper for just 37 cents today.
Burger King.
Number five, college football fans are pumped up for tomorrow's SEC championship game between UGA and Bama. What animal is associated with the Alabama Crimson Tide?
It's an elephant.
Wow. Susie was looking for a little bit of luck, and luck be a lady tonight.
She did what she needed to do.
You got all five right, Susie.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
So we are not going to tell Kara if she is right or wrong until the end.
Oh, that means Susie got them all right.
She did.
I'm so excited.
Same questions, Kara. In a recent interview, Adele says if she met Dwayne Johnson, she'd cry. What's Dwayne's nickname?
The Rock.
Question two. Braves player Dansby Swanson announced he and his girlfriend are engaged. True or false, Dansby plays shortstop for the Braves.
That's true.
Question three. In this month's Wall Street Magazine, Ben Affleck gushes about his relationship with what current / former girlfriend?
Jennifer Lopez.
Number four. Name the fast food restaurant that's offering guests a Whopper for 37 cents today.
Burger King.
Number five. College football fans pumped up for tomorrow's SEC championship game between UGA and Bama. Ugh. What animal is associated with the Alabama Crimson Tide?
An elephant.
Dang it!
Dang it is right, Susie. Kara got all five right as well. And all ties do go to the house because Kara puts up $100 of her own money. Kara, your new record, 1,169 wins and 38 losses.
Great game, Susie.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Drex, I think that your lips will stop vibrating by Sunday.
Right.
That's my prediction. Susie, no cash, my friend, but will we have her back for Redemption
Week? We're going to have Susie on next week for Redemption Week. We're going to bring back all the people that Kara's tied recently.
Yeah.
And see if we can settle it once and for all.
So, Susie,
we settled.
You'll be back.
I'll be
this
back.
This is exciting.
Yes, absolutely.
She'll be back Monday. And actually, all next week, Redemption Week, and Are You Smarter Than Kara? Our celebrity insider, A-Wood, sneaks off set to tell you how you can be in some of the hot shows and movies being shot around town. And A-Wood, Atlanta?
This is good. This is so good. I have no idea what's going to happen in the new season of Atlanta, but I've done some castings, and it's all over the place. I have no idea what's going to go down, but I feel like it's going to be so good. And this time I am looking for all ethnicities, males and females, 18 and up to play construction workers. Also looking for a couple of people to play female featured athletes. So 18 to 30 African-American males for that. But the other one, males and females, 18 and up, $15 gas bump. Like, let's get this. Atlanta is going to be so good.
It should be easy to find construction workers in Atlanta. There's so many buildings and cranes going up.
Drive down Spring Street.
Right? I mean.
And you had another casting call for us as well?
It's for Queens, that new show on ABC.
Oh, cool.
All right.
For this one, I am looking for minors. So, again, if you don't know, kids in Georgia have to be registered with the State Department of Labor if they're going to be on in Queens. I am looking for minors. You'll get your test on Sunday for COVID and film on Tuesday. It will be a full day. Of course, the parents will have to hang out too. But again, if this is you, you can be in Queens. And if you haven't seen Queens, it's the show that follows like a 90s girl group that breaks up, and then they want to come back and kind of get reimagined these days, and it's a whole thing, and then there's drama, and it's good. And so, yeah, if you want to be in Queens or your kids, please follow me on all social at Awood Radio, and I will tell you how to submit for this.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.